Residents of Chicago are voting today. They'll choose their next mayor, and the current mayor, Rahm Emanuel, is not running. 14 other candidates are, though. Here and Now's Jeremy Hobson is in Chicago to cover the race and more. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Lisa.
Why isn't Rahm Emanuel running again?
So it's not exactly clear, but the thought is that if he had run, it would have been a bruising campaign for him. He may have won or maybe not. He certainly would have faced a lot more questions about the police shooting of Laquan McDonald, the 17-year-old African-American who was walking away from police officer Jason Van Dyke when he was fatally shot. Mayor Emanuel ended up firing the police superintendent after that incident. That man, Gary McCarthy, is a candidate for mayor today. Emanuel did a police accountability task force. The head of that, Lori Lightfoot, is also a candidate for mayor today. And there's also a thought that Rahm Emanuel is an ambitious guy. He may have his eyes on another office. We remember that before he left the House of Representatives, he had been talked about as a possible candidate for Speaker of the House. And maybe he wouldn't want to have a loss as Chicago mayor on his record if he wants to seek another office.
Right. Assuming that he would have lost, who else has a shot at replacing him?
So, as you said, there are 14 candidates. There are a number of people who are doing well in the polls. One of them is Bill Daley. You remember the name Daley? This was President Obama's chief of staff. He is the brother of one former mayor of Chicago, the son of another. The Daley's a dynasty here in Chicago, and he wants to continue that tradition. There's also Tony Preckwinkle, who is African-American, the Cook County Board president. Susana Mendoza, an Illinois state official, former city clerk in Chicago, and also, as I mentioned, Lori Lightfoot, also African-American. She's been getting some momentum lately, and she is the one, as I said, who Emanuel made the head of the Police Accountability Task Force. And she, by the way, says she's the one least tainted by corruption in this city.
And what happens if nobody gets 50% of the vote today?
Okay, which is the most likely outcome today. And if that happens, the top two vote-getters today will head to a runoff, which would be on April the second. Now, just to show you how unpredictable this race is, we went out to talk to voters this morning, and we heard here from John Aranas, who told us he's voting for a candidate named Amara Enya.
You know, she doesn't have as much experience as some of the other candidates, but I actually see that as a positive because that experience for so many people in Chicago's history has meant having to honestly become corrupt to be a part of the system. So really looking for an outsider to win today.
So he wants an outsider to win. And here's what Shinati Gayton told us. She's voting for somebody named Bob Fioretti.
I've been following him since the last election. He has some good ideas as far as economic growth within the city instead of focusing on the Loop area.
The Loop area, a big part of downtown Chicago. You may notice, Lisa, that neither of those names, the candidates that those people mentioned, are candidates that I mentioned as people at the top of the polls, perhaps an indication that we just don't know what is going to happen today.
Tell us more about what the major issues are though, that people are going to be voting on. What are the big issues?
Well, you heard John Aranas there talk about corruption. That is a big one. There is a very powerful politician in Chicago named Ed Burke. He's an alderman here, a member of the city council. He's been in politics here for 50 years. And just last month, he was charged with attempted extortion. And because he is so powerful and so well-connected, there's a thought that maybe there will be more charges to come and that other powerful people may be caught up in that. That brings us back once again to Lori Lightfoot, the candidate for mayor who's put out an ad saying that unlike other top contenders, she is clean. Now, another big issue, and we heard it from the voter there a moment ago, is a feeling that the current mayor, Rahm Emanuel, has been focused too much on improving downtown Chicago and bringing in business there at the expense of some of the poor neighborhoods of the city. There's been a mass exodus of many in Chicago's black population who complain about crime, economic opportunity, and schools in those neighborhoods. Emanuel has closed dozens of schools. So those are just some of the issues that people are focused on today.
And just briefly, Jeremy, what are the other stories you're going to be covering while you're there? No shortage, it sounds like.
Exactly. The stories we've been talking about, but also we toured yesterday Fermilab, which is a national laboratory outside of Chicago that is currently the center of global research on neutrinos. These are subatomic particles that, as we are talking right now, Lisa, trillions of them have passed through your body. And you didn't even notice it.
Well, yours too, Jim.
And mine too. And we're taking a look also at Chicago's improv scene. As you know, Second City is the center of improv in this country. People come from all over the world to learn comedy here and to get into the industry. And we're going to talk to some of them. And I will tell you, hearing them talk about their passion for comedy and for improv is going to make a lot of our listeners want to pack it up and start doing improv instead. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you. Here and Now's Jeremy Hobson in Chicago. You can hear his reporting from Chicago later this week on Here and Now. Thanks a lot, Jeremy.
Thanks.